Welcome back, everyone. Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook talking about the Eagles and the win over the New York Giants on Thursday. We start on the defensive side of the ball, where the philosophy, Brian, was clearly bend but do not break. The Giants ran 88 plays. Eli Manning throwing for over 350 yards. They ran the ball surprisingly well, but just 1 of 5 in the red zone. In a lot of ways, it was the Eagles reversing the tables a bit after 6 close losses.
You know, the first 3 games of the year, we were started out 3-0. We saw a defensive team that was very opportunistic. They took the ball away. They scored when they had opportunities. And we saw that return last night. We found a way to get 3 interceptions. One of them was a pick 6 by Malcolm Jenkins. But we played inspired football. That's what this defense that should lead this team should be all about. And we haven't seen it for weeks, but we saw it last night when we needed it the most. A division game, protecting our house against the New York Giants. I was impressed.
I wondered how Jim Schwartz would handle this. Would he go after Eli, mix in some blitzes? As it turns out, he more like kind of laid back, soft zone, didn't let anything go over the top. And in the red zone, the Eagles really clamping down. And Brian, we've talked about the red zone from the perspective of the Eagles struggling offense this year. From a defensive side of the ball, what's important to have success in the red zone?
Well, I think you first want to start out with trying to get some pressure on the quarterback. And even though we didn't have any sacks last night, we were around Eli. And I think he felt the pressure on some of his throws. And so once the front four can find a way to get some pressure, you want, especially in passing downs, you want to get your linebackers back into a drops. And then play tough. Make these guys make difficult catches. And your quarterback has to make accurate throws in small windows. That's what our defense did last night. Now, there was a certain situation where we got beat. But for the most part, I think as a whole, we didn't break. We bended just a little bit, but we didn't break. That's the most important thing.
So Odell Beckham Jr., 11 catches, 150 yards. Cruz, 8 catches, 84 yards. Shepard, 7 and 61. Big numbers, but not big points.
Well, if you don't get in the end zone, if your defense only gives up a few touchdowns here and there, then that's a good thing. That's what our defense did yesterday.
And then on special teams, really good game for Donnie Jones, averaging over 47 yards net. Caleb Sturgis, a huge 41-yard field goal. Great coverage. Eagles win the field position battle, which at the end of the day really made the Giants work for their points.
Field position is huge. When you talk about a young quarterback, you talk about a defense that was struggling just for in certain situations, that's huge. Donnie Jones continues to win football games for us. We would always say it's the hidden yardage in special teams that's going to help you win. They play with emotion. The defense play with emotion. That inspired the offense to go out there and play well also. That's what it's all about, team games.
For 15 games, Brian, Eagles defense. Good performance this season? Okay performance this season? How would you categorize it?
I think they've been up and down. They haven't been consistent. And when you have a lot of veterans, and we do have some veterans on the defensive side of the ball, you want consistency. They haven't been consistent enough for my taste. And I think if we want to win, especially with a young quarterback, our defense has to come and play every single week. They've been just too up and down for me. They need to be better. And that starts with the coach and it works its way down.
Yeah, I wonder, is it the defensive line mostly? Is it the cornerbacks, which has been well chronicled, the Eagles need for better play at the cornerback positions? What would you point to first?
I always start up front. You have to be able to win the war in the trenches. Our defensive line, they need more production from the guys on the edge, the outside rushers, and the guys in the middle, the inside rushers. You want to get that pressure in the face of the quarterback, and you want those guys coming off the edge. We haven't had consistent enough pressure all season long to affect the quarterback enough. That will help protect your cornerbacks. We haven't had enough. I think when we talk about the second level, we talk about the linebackers, there have been certain teams that have been able to run the football against us. We need to be able to stop the run. We need a physical presence in the linebacker core. We haven't had enough of that all season long. We talk about consistency again. And then when you look at the secondary, we're talking about a secondary cornerbacks that have put our defense in trouble just because of their technique as well as their lack of speed in certain situations. They continue to get beat. We need better play out of the cornerbacks as well.
Later in the show, we will talk specifically about what Brian Westbrook would like for the Eagles in the offseason on the defensive side of the ball. But when we come back to Eagles 360, we are talking about the offense. What a start for the offense. 78 yards down the field, touchdown Darren Sproles. Thoughts for a moment there, it might be really easy. It wasn't easy at all. We'll tell you why when we come back. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.